You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you all had an amazing weekend. It was great. I did a quick overnight trip to Reno, Lake Tahoe. I went to medical school in Reno, so I love the place. Got to go to the wall, which is completely changed on the inside. I remember seeing my friend's band play, and I don't know, I think I was throwing underwear at them. I really don't remember what happened. I think I even sang with them a couple times, which is probably why they got rid of the whole stage area. Now they have all these pool tables and video games. But big shout-out to the little Waldorf Saloon in Reno. Tahoe was gorgeous but dry. Wow, hardly any snow. For those of you who have never been to Lake Tahoe, it's one of the prettiest lakes that I've ever seen, because I've never been to Michigan and a lot of the eastern seaboard and corridor, and seen all the beautiful lakes with snow and trees over there. So here, being in my limited neck of the woods, Tahoe has snow and trees and a lake, an ice-cold lake. It is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But it was very brown, and usually Tahoe this time of year is really, really white, and so you just see the effects of the drought, and it's kind of scary, right? But, you know, I've seen this pattern for years. I think we all have. You know, I've done a lot of flying from here to Colorado, and not here to Colorado, so from here to Florida, and here to New York. And, you know, every time I'm flying over Florida, maybe it's just because we're flying over the Everglades, but to me, Florida just looks like it keeps going underwater. All right? The more I've flown, and I've been flying, you know, between here and Florida now since the 80s, just Florida seems to me to be a little bit more underwater. Yet as we fly over the Southwest, and you see the Colorado and the Grand Canyon, etc., it just looks like it's drying up and drying up and drying up. So you're seeing a shift. You know, at this meeting, somebody was bringing up global warming because there wasn't a lot of snow in Reno, and it was kind of cold. It wasn't that cold. And, you know, and so they brought up global warming. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of confused, because NASA said Antarctica was growing as much ice as the Arctic was losing it. Remember, NASA came out with that and they showed us pictures, et cetera. So I'm just foreseeing this weird shift. I think we all are, where the East Coast is getting dumped more wet, West Coast drying up, okay, melting from the North, Arctic, increasing ice in the South, Antarctica. Maybe this is just the Earth tilting a little bit. I don't really know much about global warming and clean cars and being green and all that. All I know is I like to protect my environment the best I can, but I think we're just seeing a shift. And, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm... you know, maybe we'll get a good wet year in a year or two, but I think the trend is for us to dry and dry and dry up. And I don't know how you prepare for that. I mean, you know, we can do all sorts of things. I mean, if Justin Bieber can make an album that people buy, I'm sure we could figure out a way to manipulate the clouds so we get some sort of rain. So just, you know, something for one of you to figure out. If you guys can figure out how to make rain, please do that. Because here in Nevada and California and Arizona, we would like to see a couple droplets. But I know, man, this has been the warmest winter I've ever seen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So mouthwash users are now putting themselves at risk for a heart attack. Mouthwash, really? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how the morning after pill may not work that well for women who are obese. Then we have a man from the Bronx who dies after an 8-hour wait in the emergency room. We'll let you know what happened there. And then these LED light bulbs. People are saying it's kind of a ripoff because they're spending more money on these LED light bulbs, but they don't seem to last as long as the other ones do. You know, yeah, I have light bulbs that have lasted since I've moved into my house 8 years ago. And, you know, and I'm like, wow, this light bulb is still working. So I've always been fine with the old light bulbs, especially since they say these LED light bulbs may cause cancer. So I'm kind of freaked out. Then then we have a woman who's upset because I guess her husband, she donated one of her kidneys to her husband, and then after he got the kidney, I guess he left her, and now she wants her kidney back. That stinks. All right, so as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I know, I had to stumble on that. All right, so another Marlboro man has died from respiratory complications. Apparently, actor Eric Lawson, who is on the, one of the faces of Marlboro, very, very famous, there was a few of them, of course, has died from respiratory failure due to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease at the age of 72. Apparently, he was the Marlboro man from 1978 to 1981. He also had parts in, like, The Streets of San Francisco, Charlie's Angels, Dynasty, Baywatch. I guess his wife had told Variety that the actor had been a smoker through much of his life, starting at the age of 14. Though he quit when he was diagnosed with COPD, he knew the cigarettes had a hold on him. According to her, he knew, but he couldn't stop. The other Marlboro men who have, I guess, died from lung cancer or lung-related issues was Wayne McLaren. He was in a lot of the print ads, died in 1992. David McLean, some television spots, print ads, died of lung cancer in 1995. You know, some of you are probably listening to this going, but wait a second, Dolly, he got to be the Marlboro man. Okay? I mean, you know, a lot of us, you know, we're eating right, we're vegetarians, we're vegans, we're doing everything right, you know, and here we are fighting cancer in our 60s. You know, he got to still make it till he's 72. You know, I have to admit, I mean, you know, a COPDer that could make it that long, and I probably credit him trying to stop, okay, and making some movement towards trying to stop. I got to definitely give him credit. But remember, guys, 72 is young now. Okay, I don't like to think that 72 is older. All right, okay, 90, 95, yeah, but, you know, if you guys could increase another 20 years of your life, please do. And if you could increase I don't know how to word this, increase the possibility that the government will be able to support us all when we're older, please do. We talked about last week how the birth rate has dropped so dangerously low that we're not going to have enough people to support us. So put down the Marlboros, even though you think you're as sexy as Marlboro Man. May he rest in peace. Don't go away, but right back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, this headline worried a lot of us. We heard that a Bronx man had gone to St. Barnabas Hospital to get his rash checked out. He was found dead in the emergency room after an eight-hour wait. His name is John Verrier, 30 years old. He had gone to the hospital at 10 p.m. This was last Sunday night. Was found dead by a security guard around 6:40 a.m. the next day. He was found stiff, blue, and cold. Now, remember we talked about the process of dying, all right? If somebody is stiff, okay, that means they have been dead for a while, okay? The rigor mortis sets in, you know, hours later, and the cold, again, hours later, which means he had been dead for hours. They said, according to I think a hospital employee told ABC News he died because there's not enough staff to take care of the number of patients we see every day. We need more staff at St. Barnabas. Now, I guess his vitals were taken. He was then told to wait for a doctor to see him. His name apparently was called two or three times between his arrival and 2 a.m. A security guard passed through the waiting room around 2 a.m. to wake up the mentally homeless people that sleep there. And according to the security guard, he was moving and was alive. When the security guard passed again around 6 a.m., he was dead. Now, apparently an in-house review of the hospital said all guidelines were met, but the hospital worker told ABC News that no, nobody really checked on him. Said there's no policy in place to check the waiting room to see people waiting to be seen are still there or still alive. And his name was called over the PA system three times. But they say because of the number of people in the waiting room, it's impossible to check on each person physically. That's also a tough one, too. I can't tell you, when I used to host at a restaurant before I was old enough to wait tables, because you couldn't wait tables until you were 21, I can't tell you how many people said, yeah, I'm George. And so you bring them to the table only to find out they were never George. And so you don't usually see in an ER a policy where people are like, you know, I mean, you'd have to obviously show your ID. But because many people are like, yeah, that's me. Oh, I don't have my ID on me. And then, you know, somebody just took cuts. But from what I understand, some hospitals are trying to implement that where at least if anybody doesn't respond, they go and check. You know how you leave your name for a table reservation and then you just kind of flee? Yeah. All right. They don't want that to happen. They say New York State is ranked 46th in the country in overall emergency room waiting line. But they say St. Barnabas is the worst in the city when it comes to average time patients spend in the emergency room before they sent home. Apparently, the average time is 306 minutes compared to 155 minutes, which is a couple hours, two and a half hours statewide, and the average 137-minute wait nationally. All right, I don't understand what medical condition he could have had. Now, he had a rash. Okay, there are some very, very vicious viral types of illnesses that you could get that could present with a rash. He could have gone into ITP, and it looks like a rash because he was bleeding underneath the skin, and so he thought it was a rash, whereas it was purpura or petechiae, et cetera, and maybe he was internally bleeding. It would be interesting to find out, although it's very, very sad that he had died, find out what could have been the cause. But this is a symptom of a huge problem we're seeing. Now, the ERs have been very, very good lately to avoid, people dying in the emergency room. In fact, there's an ER system where I live where within 30 minutes, a doctor has to see you. Now, you could still sit in the waiting room, but at least you've been triaged by not only a triage nurse, but a doctor, and then they know you're stable enough to sit there. So, you know, if you, and we talk about this a lot, sometimes you could unfortunately sway the triage nurse in the wrong direction. You may think all you have is a bronchitis. So they're like, oh, it's just a bronchitis. We could take back the chest pain first. We could take back the hand fracture because it's a bronchitis. Whereas it was never a bronchitis, you have a clot in the lungs or you have dropped the lung and you're having trouble breathing and so you think it's a bronchitis. You see, same thing with a rash. You may tell the triage nurse, I have a rash, but it's not a rash. It could be something life-threatening like what happened to him. And so, you know, it'd be very, very interesting to find out what actually happened. What was the review? You know, if he comes in saying, hi, I have a rash, I want this looked at, the more severe patients are going to be seen first. That's what the ER has to do. Okay, well, if the ER gets sued now for not having enough staff, this is exactly what we predicted years ago on why we're going to see the demise of the hospital and the ER. If an ER is flooded, all right, it hurts all of us because of the wait time. All right. I love seeing, you know, where I live, you have, ER billboards where they say 5-minute wait, 10-minute wait. It's pretty cool. Now, I don't know if the wait times are really that, but I'm like a 5-minute wait in the ER. That is awesome. An empty ER is phenomenal. but that's not what we're seeing all the time. Usually the ER is pretty booked. I mean, what I did ER in Lake Havasu when we were booked, and you worked as quickly as you could. You got the most severe patients back, whether they were heart attack patients or they blew off their foot or they were going blind or they had a nosebleed where they were basically bleeding out and you had to knock them out and try to stop the bleeding and tamponing them with cocaine. And I talked to you about how it would stop very severe nosebleeds, injecting cocaine into a huge tampon into their nose. And, I mean, SVT, heart arrhythmias, dropped lungs, pneumothorax, double pneumonia, respiratory failure. There's a variety of things. So somebody coming in with a bronchitis or a rash would have to wait. All right, now, why are people using the ER? Lack of access. Okay, this was on a Sunday night. Apparently he thought that rash was severe enough, and he was right, to get himself to the ER. I'd still like to know what happened, what he died of, and again, our hearts and prayers are out to his family. But people dying in the ER is going to be now a very, very, unfortunately, something we're going to see increased incidence of. And I don't know how to fix it. We can't build more ERs and more hospitals because the money's not there. The hospital's complaining there's not enough staff. Why isn't there enough staff? Maybe they don't have the funds to employ. Some of these hospitals, they are raking in the bucks. But a lot of hospitals aren't. And so when I see lack of staff, I think, number one, lack of funds to hire staff. Number two is I think lack of willing providers. I mean, doctors are leaving. A lot of nurses are saying to hell with this. Okay? A lot of nurses are underpaid and overworked. You know, I don't blame nurses for new nurses for hesitating going into the field. But I got to tell you, bless those nurses that do, because we need a lot of them. And the other thing this case accents is the fact that something very mild could be very severe. And whoever is triaging needs to be able to understand that there could be something serious going on. Now, mind you, your ER nurses, I have seen ER nurses better than a lot of private clinic doctors when it comes to emergency room because they've seen it. So they really gain that instinct and that sixth sense like you hope your ER doctor does. But what if we are in the state of desperation? So we hire anybody and everybody if they just got out of nursing school, etc., to be there to triage, and the nurse goes, yeah, it looks like a little rash. I only see a couple spots in an area, and they have no idea that someone's going into DIC or ITP or some other coagulal condition where you're eating up your platelets. I mean, this is some scary stuff. I mean, in order to evaluate a patient, yes, there's we've been able to, for decades now, figure out how to triage and know if it's somebody we could wait on or not, but an 8-hour wait, and the wait would have been longer, he was found dead. So my job and your job is to make sure you don't have to be in the ER. You don't have to gum up the ER. The ER should only be for severe cases. And then our second job is to be in a position where you don't be vulnerable, where you're going to become an ER case. All right. If you have a lung infection and it doesn't seem to go away, you got to get to your doctor. I understand with access and Obamacare and Medicaid, everything's now different. But don't think the ER is always going to be your fail safe. That's been our thinking for years. We were always thinking, okay, great, we'll be fine. We could always go to the ER if there's a problem. Now we're learning the ER may not be a viable option because you may have to sit there for 8 hours. This is scary stuff. Now, somebody could say, well, let's open up more urgent cares. Well, I got to tell you, a few years ago, a bunch of urgent cares opened up, right? Where, actually, not a few years ago. It was right before the recession. Tons of urgent cares opened up all over the place. And they weren't getting paid. So it's going to be far and few between. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, one of the things that was talked about at the meeting I was at over the weekend was these e-cigs. And, you know, how are we, you know, talking to patients about e-cigs? Are they good? Are they bad? And, you know, it's interesting because you're starting to see legislation. you know, like, for example, New York wants to, you know, ban e-cigs in public places. I don't know how far they've gotten. There was a report today that I think Great Britain is going to ban sale of e-cigs to people under age 18. Apparently, the health chief says toxic chemicals in the devices may prove to be extremely damaging to young. And it blows my mind when politics and legislative action precede science. I get a little nervous, okay? But I understand the reason why that happens. We get scared, okay? If we don't know, we want to err on the side of caution, with the exception of what happened with Obamacare. We didn't know what the hell that was supposed to be, but they pushed that sucker through. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So the question keeps coming up, and I keep getting emailed, are e-cigs bad? Are e-cigs safe? And we don't know, but what we're watching are these, you know, flirtations with let's ban them, let's not promote them, let's this, let's that. And, you know, I have a patient who has been religious with their e-cig, no real plan to go off of it. And to end, it's just the e-cig is now taking over his cigarette. Well, that makes me nervous, okay? I have no problem with you guys doing anything temporary, as long as it overall looks safe, to get you off something very dangerous. I'm fine with that. So if you want to vape for a month or two just to kind of ease off the nicotine cravings, I won't butt in. But if people are now planning on using this as their, you know, lifelong substitute, that's an issue. One of my medical students says his brother has been on the nicotine patch for like 13 years. You're not supposed to be on the nicotine patch for 13 years. All right, you're not supposed to be, you know, nicotine is not a vitamin, all right? I mean, we're supposed to wean you off these patches, these gums, these vapes. They're supposed to help you wean. And now that you can get bubblegum flavor, I think Tutti Frutti, root beer, all sorts of flavors, you know, people have been even caught putting their marijuana into these. I don't know how that works because it's supposed to heat up the liquid into a vapor, but I guess people know how to figure it out. I'm not sure how I want to word this, but we may just kind of be losing the whole point on this. So my recommendation is this. If you do vape, again, plan it to be something temporary while you're getting off cigarettes. I don't want you to quit too quickly, okay? But I also don't want you to think that this is what you could be on now for the rest of your life. You need to talk to your doctor. As we physicians learn more and more about what is in these, I'm getting a message here. Hold on a second. Okay, I apologize. Okay, you know, as we are, you know, slowly being informed of what's in it and the different chemicals and the liquid and how they make it, hopefully some scientists are analyzing that, and then we'll be able to come forward. I apologize. My computer is on the fritz. I'm getting these little beeps here. Okay, let's move on. I need to have my computer sit still for like 2 seconds. What is going on? My computer is probably vaping. That's what's going on. Let's go to mouthwash users. Okay. Mouthwash users, they say, are at risk for heart attack. Now, where did this come from? Mouthwash? We're supposed to be doing good dental hygiene. Why? Because dental hygiene prevents heart attack. Why? Well, because the gums, if they get inflamed, now you have an inflammatory state, or the bacteria that seed into the gums can then travel to the heart, cause inflammation, cause plaque rupture, so heart attack. So our job is to keep our teeth clean. And these mouthwashes, many of them are alcohol-based, have been used to kill bacteria, prevent plaque, help us with bad breath. Well, now they're saying mouthwashes can increase blood pressure. And they do this by killing off the good bacteria that can help your blood vessels relax. They say, according to Professor Amrita Ahluwalia of Queen Mary University of London, said killing off all these bugs each day is a disaster when small rises in blood pressure have significant impacts on morbidity and mortality from heart disease and stroke. We are not telling people to stop using the mouthwashes if they have gum or tooth infection, but we would ask anyone else who wants to. So they say a third of adults right now, according to some dental foundations, find are using mouthwash regularly. I don't. I just brush my teeth with high fluoride. I dental floss and I water pick. right? And then sometimes I miss a couple spots. I usually use gum, all right, if I want to keep my breath clean. I really don't do the gargle with the mouthwash. But what happened is they looked at 19 healthy people, mind you, small study, and this is being published in the Free Radical Biology and Medicine. No, we're not trying to free anybody. It's just, and it's not very radical. It's just, you know, it's free radical. It's supposed to be cool. Give us science geeks a break. Anyway, they tracked the blood pressure of 19 healthy people who started using a mouthwash called Corsodil, which I believe is in Europe. The blood pressure shot up between 2 and 3.5 units. For each 2-point rise in blood pressure, they see the risk of dying from heart disease rises by 7% and the risk of dying from stroke by 10%. So what does this mean? Now, some of you are like, wait, 2 points, come on. Well, I mean, they're right. The higher the blood pressure, the increased the risk. Okay, and so they're on to something. Okay, but this is what I tell my patients. Okay, don't have a blood pressure at the level where you have to freak out about 2 points. If your baseline blood pressure is 115 over 68, and you raise your blood pressure to a whopping 117 over 70, my guess is you're going to be okay overall. But if you are 158 over 98, and now those 2 or 3 points push you into 160 over 100, okay, you know, you don't need it. And that's something I would pass on. So that's where they have this link with the blood pressure and that. Now, remember, it's not so much the alcohol or the chlorhexidine or whatever is in the products. It's the fact that we're killing something natural in our body. Okay? Notice how the bacteria in our mouths and in our guts have been now the main star of so much media attention. Right? They say that depending on what bacterial flora you have in your gut will determine if you're going to be fat, if you're going to get cancer, now if you're going to have a heart attack. So, you know how we talked about probiotics and, you know, why, oh, everybody needs probiotics because we're killing off our bacteria. Maybe the way we're cleaning our teeth and the way we're brushing our teeth is that reason. Now, I'm not saying not to brush your teeth. But when you create bacteria in your mouth, there's a reason for it. One is, you know, they're you know, gnashing on the sugar that's on your teeth, etc., and they could cause tooth decay. We know you need to clean your teeth, etc. But another reason is that's a great breeding ground for your body to get bacteria. Because remember, your stomach has a lot of acid, high pH. So with the exception of H. pylori, we don't really see a lot of bacteria there. But then there's bacteria that make it through or that colonize part of the respiratory or the, I'm sorry, the gastrointestinal tract and the respiratory as well. And maybe your mouth has a crucial job. Sorry about that. Now I'm coughing all my bacteria out. Sorry. Has a crucial job of making these bacteria. Your mouth may be the biggest source of your probiotics. So, you know, this is one of these things where I think what they need to do is they need to swab our mouths. They need to figure out what the hell is in our mouth. Okay? No giggles. Right? Find out. Look long-term at people who did the whole scope thing since the 1970s versus people that never mouthwashed, right? Account for, glean out, you know, any blood pressure discrepancies, sugar discrepancies, etc. All right? And take a look and see what happened to the bacteria and if they live longer. That's an easy test, people. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app, and we are also now on iHeart. Look up The Dr. Dahlia Show on iHeart, and you should be able to hear me, clips of the show, and we should be live on demand. If there are any issues, please contact us, and we will make sure that all the kinks get worked out. I am so excited about being on iHeart among all the other affiliates we have. And if your radio station plays our show, thank them profusely. And if they don't, smack them upside the head because they should be playing our show. Ian was listening to the segment on the gentleman who died in a Bronx hospital, or a Bronx man, because he had waited for 8 hours. He says, my wife is 52 years old and has angina. Or angina. She continually has chest pain, sometimes relieved by nitroglycerin and sometimes not. Every time we take her to the ER, however, it's a 5 hour plus wait. Our insurance only allows us this one hospital, or I need to go to county. So I feel they make us wait, since each time my wife comes in, it never results in admission because they don't find her condition serious. She's not crying wolf, but I fear one day it could truly be a cardiac condition and we will be forced to wait. Any suggestions? Okay, so, you know, we're talking about this one gentleman that unfortunately died. They said he had waited about 8 hours. He was actually found 8 hours after he had arrived, but found already cold and stiff, meaning he had been dead for a few hours. And, you know, did he die because he had to wait? Did he die because it really wasn't a rash and there was something else? Obviously this is, there's a lot of questions. But, yeah, well, you know, what do you do? Especially if you have angina. So angina, that vasospasm of the carotid arteries that can mimic cardiac pain, pretty serious stuff. It's not fun, and it's very scary. And when you call your family doc or your internist, okay, and they don't know you that well, and you say, hi, I have chest pain, okay, and it's on the weekend or it's in the middle of the night, we tell you to go to the ER. I mean, we cannot assess over the phone if you're having a heart attack or not. If you're a patient that we know, and we're familiar with you having had cardiac workup, okay, and we've given you some nitroglycerin, and we've actually given you some instructions with the nitroglycerin, where you could take it every 5 minutes to see if it relieves pain. If it doesn't relieve you pain, call the doctor. Well, because if it doesn't relieve pain, maybe this is something more than what we can handle with the nitroglycerin, and you need to go to the hospital because it could be a heart attack. Sometimes it could be gastroesophageal reflux or something else, but for the most part, no, we really can't handle it over the phone. So if you're having any sort of chest pain and you can't get into the doctor's office, we are going to urge going to the ER. Well, if the ER wait times start to be this long, and like in Ian's case, his wife has been there so many times, they just let her wait because, you know, oh, you know, Mary's back again, and, you know, it's probably not cardiac. She's always here for chest pain. We did an EKG last time. That group of patients, to me, are in the most scary scenario because it's almost like the boy who cried wolf. You guys aren't crying wolf by any means. It's just there starts to be a bias. You know, every time I have a patient that is one of these high maintenance chest pain patients that's been worked up by the cardiologist, I will still offer an EKG each and every time, because in my training I've seen where, you know, it could be number 2,852 and yep, you're having a heart attack. So what I would recommend is if you live in an area where this high wait time exists and you feel like you're going to be stuck and without help and God forbid dying in an ER, my suggestion is to make sure you have your cardiologist on speed dial. All right. Anybody having angina, I know we have to be careful using the term. Some people think when I say angina, we're talking about a gynecological issue. We're not. Okay. Angina. You should have at least at one point in your life been checked out by a heart doctor. And the question you should have for your heart doctor or your internist is, what do I do when I have chest pain? Chest pain, how do I know to go to the ER and how do I not? And now the next question you have to add to all that is, if they keep me sitting in the ER, what do I do? Okay, ER time, and usually these doctors know because the patients are giving them feedback. Look, I had to wait 2 hours. I had to wait 3 hours. You know, what do I do? Now, whenever I've had a patient that I thought was extremely high risk, like having a stroke, etc. And they weren't at my hospital where I could call an ambulance, and they call me from the car because they just had husband drive or wife drive, you know, so an ambulance couldn't get to them, because I usually say call an ambulance. If not, I will then call the hospital and say, look, I got somebody coming by private vehicle. She's complaining of numbness. She's slurring her speech. I'm afraid this is a stroke. Husband already has her in the car. These are their names. Could you please call me when they arrive, because I'm worried this is a stroke. And so I will at least make that call. Let them know to be on standby. Again, but you have to have a doctor. Okay, if you don't have a doctor, if you haven't been going to a doctor, if you don't have insurance, or if you had a doctor but you made them mad by and got discharged from that practice, you need to find a doctor. You need to find a doctor that's long-term, that's going to be in this for the long haul. And I got to tell you something. You know, if you guys are having problems, I would maybe suggest to go to the outpatient facilities through the medical schools. Because I got to tell you something. When I was in training, we had to take call. And there was always one of us on call. Our phone was ringing off the hook. We didn't get any sleep. We were probably grumpy. But there was access. And, you know, a lot of doctors now started to change their practice where, no, they're not really coming to the hospital to meet you. You know, everything's going to be handled by the ER now, so then they can, during the workday, because, I mean, a lot of us doctors, the older we get, we don't handle sleep deprivation. So we're not like we were when we were 20, where, yeah, I'll talk you through your anxiety from 2 in the morning to 4 in the morning, and then have a full clinic the next day, and then have your call the next night. We can't do it. We're older, a lot of us. And so what I do notice is people through the university system are probably some of the best doctors to have, because they have a phenomenal on-call procedure. And remember, these people, they're pretty beat up on call a lot. And so they may give you phenomenal advice on how to avoid needing to call them in the middle of the night. So, like, for example, they may say, look, you know, if you think every weekend you're going to be having another chest pain event, or we got Super Bowl coming up, so you're going to be probably drinking alcohol, and then you're going to have heartburn, so you won't know if it's heartburn or not, you know, talk to your cardiologist, do this on Super Bowl, go light, take your antacids 5 days before the weekend, you know, et cetera. Come up with a plan. But the one thing that I don't see a lot of doctors do, and I actually have gotten a little bit lazy on this as well. I used to have everybody so damn tucked in Saturday afternoon, so I knew they wouldn't have to go to the hospital, and we had probably one of the lowest admission rates to the hospital because I made sure everybody was as tucked in as they could. But the busier you get, you don't have the time to sit there and for 30 minutes put them on a antacid regimen a few days before. Like, for example, colitis. Okay, what could you do to avoid colitis? Oh, I don't want to have colitis over the holidays. All right, well, then I want you to eat this. I mean, you know, we need to have a movement to how to prevent people from needing to go to the ER. Where we can't do that on a grand scale outside the medical community and just having, you know, these political ads tell you to do that is because, unfortunately, it could be a rash, like this gentleman from the Bronx, or that you interpret as, oh, it's just a rash, and it could be something serious. Why aren't we teaching more medicine in schools? You know, I talk about how schools should have first aid, schools should have CPR. This is something schools should do. And why aren't we learning what a lot of us learn in medical school? What is serious? Somebody changing color, somebody having a weird look of a rash, somebody, you know, thank God a lot of people will watch Dr. Oz, or they'll listen to my show and they'll be like, oh, that could be something serious. But, you know, maybe we need to, on a mass scale, start to train people. Then maybe they'll use the ER less, or maybe they'll use it more appropriately. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Many U.S. businesses say they expect their companies to do better this year. That's according to the